Hello and welcome to episode 305 of Sprek and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week...
I always laugh at you, but it's like, I would fuck up so much worse.
I shouldn't, because I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But apparently I don't.
No, it's alright.
This week we didn't go see a movie because Hellboy came out and it does not seem to be doing so well.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't seen the other two Hellboys.
Have you really not?
I'm not.
Wow.
And so, like, I wasn't, like, gung-ho to see this movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point, maybe I'll see it, but I said about the other Hellboys, so maybe not.
Yeah, I'm not...
But I've not heard anything good about it.
I haven't heard anything about it. Like, the only thing I've heard about
it... Which is what you want to hear about a brand new movie.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, I love the first two. Like, I really did. They're cheesy and fun. I don't know if it's just the change in the character, but also it seems like they went more CG heavy-wise, and the other movies had, like, Guillermo del Toro doing his, like, practical right. effects kind of stuff.
Which is why I want to see it, because I'm a real big Guillermo fan, more than, you know, Hellboy. I don't care about Hellboy at all.
The second one, especially, is really good.
I also want to see the Shape of Water. I want to see that.
Oh, Shape of Water's good.
And I know it was on HBO. I don't know if it still is or not, but I know at some point I need to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't go and see a movie. We probably won't see one until Avengers, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't think of anything that comes out next week.
I think everything tried to give. No one wanted to have a good box office and then get it eaten immediately.
Right. Right.
By like Avengers.
Well, and especially like, I know that it possibly we're in the minority here, but back to back weeks of superhero movies, and then four superhero movies in 4 weeks.
It's a bit much.
It's a lot of much.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably come back with Avengers will be our next movie that we review. But we obviously did review our stream movie, which
yes.
is The First Purge. We're going to talk a little bit about some nerd news, mainly Star Wars Celebration. And then the pod question.
Yes, sir.
But before we get to all of that, what have you been doing this past week, my good man?
Fuck, it's just work. Like, seriously, my weekends have become extremely precious because they're one of the few times where it's not. I don't have to worry about work. No, I've been continuing watching through the Marvel movies. Jackie and I actually burned through a lot more of them. We are... just finished up Thor, which means all we have now is Black Panther, Infinity War, and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, cool. And Ant-Man and the Wasp is on Netflix right now, so if you don't own that,
three of those are on Netflix, so we're actually doing pretty good. I'm having a lot of fun, but we're catching up finally. And then, you know, Borderlands on the other side. What about you, sir?
Not much. Started painting some this week. Finished another episode of Voyager, so I have four left.
Oh my god, you're still... I feel so bad.
I have four left. Like, I was like, how many more do I have? And I went to the episode list, it's four left. I was like, alright, I've got four left.
I can do this.
And then obviously we've been playing a lot of Borderlands 2
mm-hmm.
In preparation of Borderlands 3, which I'm super excited for. And the Randy Pitchford, I guess his wife, either owns a bar right next to Gearbox, or works at a bar or something, but... at the bar next to, I think she owns it, but at the bar next to Gearbox, there's a drink that they created, and he gave her the name of Calypso Twins years ago, before
yeah.
the Calypso Twins were obviously part of Borderlands 3. So it's like, how long has this been incubating, you know, and obviously it's been a while, because they released, the first thing they released is like, hey, it's pretty much done, and Ashley Burch has said she's coming back as Tarantina.
Yeah. Which I'm excited for. Like, I mean, the weird thing that popped up this last week was just the whole thing about, as Troy Baker, because he did the voice of Reese in the Tales from Borderlands, and Reese is back, and he's like, well, it wasn't. And there's this whole he said, she said thing, which, honestly, I'm like, I totally believe that someone's agent talked to some other thing, and they're like, yeah, not your, worth your time or something. And
right, yeah.
It's nothing, like, I don't think
Randy asked Troy
personally. Yeah. And I was like, well, it sucks, but at the same time, Randy's like, I don't think it really matter. And I'm like, he's going to die, mm-hmm. or he's going to get his throat shut out and have a like digital voice box or something. Like some,
or maybe a flashback.
Yeah.
I highly doubt Reese is a major character in this,
yeah.
because if he is, you're relying on people to know who he is from a video game that you didn't do. Mm-hmm. That's not part of your, well, it's part of your canon. It's not part of your lore that you didn't create.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to be a major player.
I don't think so either. But I love hearing that stuff. That stuff's kind of cool. I figure, what is it? They're talking about him. I'm doing a lot of podcast stuff I've been listening to has been IGN Unfiltered. Because he's just been doing interviews with people from, like, the people that have either done, like, he did Tim Schafer, he actually did the guy who did No Man's Sky, does a bunch of other stuff. Guy did, like, the composing for, like, all the Halo movies and stuff, or Halo games and stuff. It's just been really interesting hearing about the lead-up. They talk a lot about how, like, literally the first couple years is just people ideation, and then they actually start working on the game.
Oh, yeah, so well, you have to have your blueprint.
Yes.
And then you start... building stuff and you're like, oh, well, this isn't going to make it. And that's kind of, I know people complain that the companies with DLC are like, there were things that were in the game. And then, but when they started making the game 4 or 5 years ago, they might not have had the ability to put that into a game and then figured it out later. And they were like, oh, this is cool. Let's add it. They could have added it back to the game, but like, yeah, DLC. Like, money. DLC doesn't bother me.
As long as it's substantial, it doesn't bug me.
Yeah, I mean...
And then if it doesn't impact the core game, I guess.
Yes.
Like, if you make the end, if you make a game that you can play beginning to end without DLC, which most all the DLC that we played is always... like, it's additional stuff.
Yeah, I've never played a game where I can't finish the game because I didn't have the DLC.
I mean, really, that was just Halo 2.
Well, and that was...
Because Halo 2 was Halo 3.
That was an MMO, but like...
No, Halo.
Halo.
Right. You said an MMO.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the only ones that I've
had. Oh, okay, what you're saying.
An MMO where it's
oh, okay. I thought you were saying Halo was an MMO. I'm like, it's not an MMO.
That'd be an interesting one. No, but that... Yeah, people are so angry all the time.
People get really pissy about thinking that... Like, it's always that, like, positive... Are, always.
Oh. Star Wars stuff came out, and boy, we're going to talk about pissy. Both from the... I mean, the super right and the super left, both of them are pissy at the same franchise at the same time. And I'm like, this is awesome.
This is really fun. It's like today we're playing and we got the two, like, you know, Goliaths to fight each other. Just sit back and just piss them off and watch from afar. Like,
so awesome.
This is the best thing ever.
They were just swinging away.
It was amazing.
Awesome. But I saw that you watched... Where's the Curve? Or
oh, yeah. That was yesterday because I'm like, I just want to watch something that doesn't require a thought. And you'd mentioned it, and I was really curious about it.
Isn't it amazing?
Holy shit.
My favorite is, like, they can't figure out why their experiments are proving that the Earth is round.
Yeah, I like the dude when they talk about, they're like, hey, there's actually this one kind of thing. He's like, these are smart people. But, like, the guy
from NASA, I believe, right?
No, I was thinking about, like, that one later on. But I like that guy from NASA was, like, just saying, like, hey, these are...
Just because they're asking questions, which is like, what we want them to do.
He's like, they're scientists. They just may not be, they may be a little off kilter. Oh, they may be not off kilter, but he says it in a really positive way.
Yeah, he does.
They're unorthodox.
Bring these people in. They're asking the right questions.
He's like, you want people to ask questions. That's what we as scientists do.
Right.
So I liked him.
I really liked him of not making fun of.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to make fun of flat earthers.
And all you do is you segment them for like
a month. Yeah, exactly. And he's like, no, let's encourage their questioning.
Yeah.
But let's help them find the right answers.
Really dug that dude. But the one dude that there's two of the experiments they talked about. One was the guy with the not compass, but the thing that was still
the gyroscope.
Gyroscope, that's it. And he's like, we're gonna get someone. And someone actually paid $20,000 for us to get this one thing. And he's like, well, if you think about this, if it were turning, it'd be 15 degrees or something like that. And he's like, so then we did it, and it was that way. So then we decided to put it inside a chamber to protect it from. And it says heavenly energies.
So
they're doing another one, and I'm like.
It's awesome because they have their answer and they're trying to make their question come to their answer as opposed to the experiments aren't showing this. Yeah. What are the experiments showing? I.e., that must be the truth.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved and I can't think of the guy's name, but like the grandfather of the flat earth.
Oh, yeah. He's so...
out there.
Oh, my
And then
God.
His girlfriend. But like...
I love his girlfriend's always in the back texting.
But they were talking about how... You know, people get ingratiated and addicted to like the attention and the celebrity and stuff. When somebody had asked him a question, and he just kind of looked off and was like, "Huh," but then they kept going. Like, I love it, that movie was so, or the documentary was so good.
It was, again, it was well done. It was just damn. I do recommend. I'm right over there with you. I do recommend people give it a watch.
And it's not part of our nerd news, but we are going to talk about it a little bit. There was the first actual photo released of a black hole.
I loved one of the most recent memes you put up there for Prime Gundam. The one with the girl, the lady. I was like, dude, that took me like a solid 2 seconds, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that one's really good. It's
nuts though when you think about
that. I mean, really, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's a boring photo.
Yes,
it's just an orange halo. Basically, is all you see, because you can't see nothing.
Yes.
So it's, in essence, a boring photo, but it's incredible that. I mean, what if Stephen Hawking had lived like another year? He actually would have
seen a black hole.
Yes. And he, as far as I know, was the first to theorize of a black hole.
I can't remember either, but yeah.
And just the fact that, like, we know it exists. I guess this is like 65 times the size of our solar system
Something. It's fucking like ginormous.
What?
Yeah. Just sitting there sucking. It's basically, you know, like the last Avatar, or like, what is it? Yeah, the last Airbender, that's what it is.
And, you know, my favorite thing is the energy that goes into this black hole has to go somewhere. I mean, does it disintegrate everything into gas? Well, gas is still something. Even if it disintegrates everything into one molecule, a molecule is still something. So, what happens? Like, it's so fascinating just to be like, okay, we know this exists.
Yeah.
We can now prove it. We can take 8 telescopes from around the world and prove that these things are there, so we can go and study gravitational pulls on different solar systems and just all these different things. But it's fascinating just to think of, like, where does the stuff go?
Mm-hmm. I was, I think I was talking about it last week, that I was watching through a thing where it just talked about the progression of the universe and, like, how eventually everything will come to this point or that point. It just kept on going and going and going, and it's all theoretical, obviously. Right. But they talked about black holes, and they bring that point up, is that eventually they have to go somewhere, and then a black hole will reach critical mass, and, like, you think black hole's the end-all, but it's not. There's always something else.
Right.
And I'm, like, seeing that this is really cool. The other part is, a lot of people were saying, just, like, we've seen it before. I'm like, do you realize how amazing that is, though? That we have projected and we've thought about stuff and we've theorized at it, and our theories are proven correct by a stupid photo that people are like, well, this is BS. I'm like, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, the photo is not great.
No.
It's just this blurry orange
halo, but it's like, so much.
Holy cow. And it's amazing that people can do things that are good.
Yeah.
In this world.
That people can kind of collaborate and do something like that going, holy shit.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. And the fact that the envisioned black holes, the way that, you know, directors, like, it's Interstellar or whatever, the way that they envisioned how they would look is pretty much exactly how
that's
they would look.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's amazing. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's streaming review, which was brought to you kind of by me, Hammered, but that's okay. And yet again, we did it. This time we watched The First Purge.
Yes.
This is The First Purge. I can't remember the exact year it happens. But basically, Republicans and Democrats are shit, and a new party rises up.
The New Founding Fathers of America.
And overwhelmingly have the support of the population of America, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, let's kill each other. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. And they're like, no, we're going to do an experiment on Staten Island. We'll see if it works. We feel that it'll work. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So they basically close off Staten Island for Purge Night. And, you know, they allow people to get out.
But they also incentivize people to stay as well as to purge.
They start offering reward money, essentially. Yes. $5,000 per person to go out and purge.
Or no, that's just to stay.
Was that just to stay?
That's just to stay. But it would go above that if they decided to purge. Oh, if they did purge.
That's right. Correct. And they had these contacts that could let you watch whatever it was doing, blah, blah, blah. So the purge starts happening and nothing is really happening. They're kind of saddened by this.
The people that
were the leaders of the NFFA or whoever. But as always, there's a contingency plan. And so they start releasing their own mercenaries to start, to jumpstart purging.
Exactly.
Marissa Tomei kind of finds out. She gets murdered.
Who's Marissa Tomei?
She was the scientist that...
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my god, that's AMA,
that's
right?
That's why we're talking about Marissa Tomei and how it...
Yeah. I forget actors and actresses' names. I like their faces all the time. So, yeah.
So, at the end, there's this group purging going through this building.
Yeah.
And the guy takes his mask off. Was he supposed to be important?
No. I don't think so. It just seemed like... He seemed like a douche, so...
He was important. And I was like... I asked her. I was like, was that the president? She's like, I don't know. I couldn't tell. I don't
think it was the president, because the president is talking at the end of it.
No, that was his lackey or whatever.
No, at the end of the movie?
Yeah, at the end of the movie. That was the dude that was there. He was the president.
I honestly don't know. I didn't really recognize the dude at all. Like, nothing struck a chord.
And unfortunately, every time they kind of show him, it's in these... like rave scenes almost, where you have strobe lights flashing on and off.
No, I mean, it was...
I did find it interesting that the girl was like... The drug dealer was angry that they were allowing people to purge on the island. She's like, you fuck up this island 364 days out of the year. What's one day where you don't, like, ruin people's lives here?
Because that's not him.
Yeah. He's like, I just sell drugs and murder people.
But I don't... Murder.
Yeah, he's people. Like, but I don't want to do it.
Also, I'm Big D.
I mean, he was cool. I liked him.
I did like him, yeah. I mean, it was...
It's fine.
It was fine. I mean, it's
probably better than The Purge, but not as good as 2 and 3.
No, definitely not. I mean, the first movie was more of just selling a concept.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second movie, I think we both agreed, I really loved the second one. Third was really good.
Third was
fine. I think I liked it better. No, I think I liked... Second one better.
Yeah.
This is definitely right below it.
Yeah, this is the third out of the fourth.
Yeah.
Out of the four movies.
I don't know if they'll do any more.
Where I felt like the first Purge was more of a torture porn movie.
Yeah.
And I know this is kind of torture porn, but...
This is more like playful action. It's not even really horror at all.
No.
Because the first one really tried to, like, do the suspense and horror thing. The other three movies have been more, honestly, action.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, it was okay. Wasn't great.
It's okay.
It's more of if you want to know more about how The Purge started, here you go. And I'm like,
all right. All right, well, I guess we did The Purge.
Yeah. Like,
that's pretty much all it was. I will give it a thumbs up just because it's not... I mean, it sticks to its guns. No pun intended. But, it sticks to what The Purge is. Like, it doesn't change and make it a rom-com suddenly. And you're like, The Purge, the rom-com.
You know, it's the couple that slays together stays together.
Oh man!
The two old ladies were weird.
I mean,
they had like technical expertise to make little bombs. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, no, it did stick to its guns. You're right. It did keep close to essentially what the third movie was kind of getting back to. It's just like, hey, this is the groundwork for essentially the third movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine. I liked it. I gave it a thumbs up.
I gave it a thumbs up. It was fine.
Yeah.
Again, I would watch the first one.
Yeah, it's not like...
I'd watch the first Purge versus the first Purge.
Purge 1.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. It is your turn to pick a movie for us to watch.
Talk about Purge and Netflix, my list. We're going to watch Polar, Mads Mikkelsen.
Might as well get him in now, because Netflix is getting real close to getting the fucking axe, man.
I mean, yeah. With our other news coming down the line. But we're going to watch Polar, which is one of their Netflix original movies. Does not look good.
I've not heard anything good about this movie at all.
I kind of wanted to watch it when I first saw the trailer, because I'm like, this looks fucking weird and stylized. And kind of reminded me of a movie, I don't know if you ever saw, Bunraku.
No.
It was a really fucking weird movie as well, but it kind of reminded me of that same kind of style. So hopefully it doesn't completely disappoint. We'll see. It's a Netflix movie, so it's going to disappoint.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. As always, if you've anything you want us to watch on Netflix, HBO Go, Hulu, Amazon Prime, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com. Bathammer on Twitter, Spriggins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, on iTunes. iTunes.
Ich bin iTunes.
Oh my god, no. And I lost it, sorry.
That's all right. You'll get a chance a little bit later.
Yeah,
so we're going to go ahead and get to... this week's nerd news. We have
nothing happened.
Yeah,
nothing happened.
You know, I was like, man, I really hope Star Wars does something this week, and they were like,
nah.
But this is actually a.
This is a really packed one.
Basically, just a Disney episode with a couple weird things. So first, we have all but confirmed that there will be a discless Xbox One S. Yes.
Yes.
For $249.99, I think is the price that I saw.
I still think it's too high.
I do too.
I think it. I honestly either should have provided like a 2 terabyte hard drive at that price, or they should have dropped it on like 200 or 150.
I think 200 is the right, especially because you know that within 2 years they're coming out with another system.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've already told you, yeah, we're working on another system.
Yeah, $249 is too much.
It's.
It's a good concept, to be honest. It's a
great
concept.
I mean,
because I like
the Go did it though.
Yeah, I mean, like, and the Go just did it before it
before internet was. Yeah.
Like, but I mean, like, we're ready for that because I'm like, we were talking about it on Borderlands. I'm like, I want to buy a digital version of The Division. I don't want to buy a physical copy because my thought, especially that game, because I'm like, eventually, if they shut the servers down, then I won't be able to play the game anyway. So, I'd rather have a digital one because it'll be easier to switch discs than switching discs. Sorry.
Oh, okay. But look at how lazy we are.
Oh, yeah. So fucking lazy.
I mean, like, when we were growing up, we had Nintendo and Super Nintendo. We had to get up and take the cartridge out of the hole, put the new cartridge in. Sometimes you had to blow it for like an hour and a half. Sounds like Michael Jackson. And,
Oh, no.
And things didn't always work. Now we're like
Michael Jackson.
I have to move 4 feet.
I know, it's really sad. Like, I actually debated on, like, stuff of, like, well, if I'm going to watch them, I actually did pull out all the Blu-rays that I had of, like, the Marvel movies to watch them, because I'm like, it's about fucking time I do it. But I knew I could watch them digitally.
Yeah.
But and I was like...
Dude at Best Buy was like, if you buy Bumblebee on 4K, you can get the digital of Transformers. And I was like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like, no.
You're like...
It'd be different if it was, like, again, a rom-com or something where I was like, I don't care really about the sound and the picture quality, but, like, the movies I'm buying on 4K, I care about the picture quality and especially the sound.
I need to finish Bumblebee. I like what I've seen.
It's fun.
So far. You know, it is really fun.
How do I like my watch? He's like, yeah, it's fun. It's good. It's kind of what I want out of a Transformers in it.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's going to be hard for me to divorce myself from that disc.
From, like, a disc-based one?
Yes.
For games, I think it's okay. Because it doesn't matter, because you're already going to have it installed there. I don't think it'll matter with games. For movies,
though... It doesn't matter, but it does when it comes to price.
It should be cheaper, is my thought.
It should be, but it won't be.
It won't be until they've honestly completely divorced themselves from retail media.
Even then...
Because then only have one avenue
CDs
to get
CDs are the same price as they are digitally. People don't buy CDs, they buy a single, but it's the same price.
I do so feel like there should be cheaper. There should be an encouragement to go non-physical. Because there is less manufactured process for it.
Yes, but like if they're not going to lower the price,
then why would you
Why would something? I mean, the inconvenience of moving 5 feet at a time is going to save me $15-$20.
Oh, when physical media is cheaper because that'll go physical on sale and stuff.
Yeah, physical media is cheaper. The I just saw Newegg had the Shadow of Mordor, the Ultimate Edition, the Khalid that had all the $20. It's $30 for the regular edition on PlayStation Store, and then you still have to buy all the DLC and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys really need... I mean, maybe they'll get behind pushing it, or maybe they'll be like, this is the only place you can get it, so fucking suck it up. If you want this game, it's $60.
That's the reason why, again, we go back to the idea of, like, Epic and Steam. Like, that's why it's actually good to have that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you don't like the exclusive parts, but it actually does drive competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I do worry about it, but I'm like, the infrastructure is there for us to support a digital one.
Yes.
And for the most part, like, if you look at something like Games Pass versus PlayStation Now, which doesn't do any of the current-gen's games.
No,
at
least but games, I'm
hoping they actually get
I'm really thinking... Apparently, PS Now is really good.
Yeah.
As opposed to when we were beta testing it.
Well, you figure... God, it has to have been after that many years.
Right.
I'm like, come on. But it's... my biggest problem is like I don't need more games. We're just gonna sweat it out, guys.
Yeah, but I mean, I do need more games. Like,
I don't, because I'm like, I'm still having fucking
trouble. Borderlands 3 is coming out.
Yeah.
Division 2.
Yep.
Days Gone.
Yep.
I need to get Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Like, I need more games.
No.
Yes.
No, because you need to beat the games you have.
You know.
That's your opinion. But I do feel like it's actually, like, at least them doing it is actually, I think, a good move. I just feel like it should have been cheaper.
I do, too.
Like, I don't think that's right. Like, I feel like if they did a 200 at terabyte and then a 249 at 2 terabytes.
Could you imagine one of those at 149, though?
Dude, that'd be insane. I mean, that would be good.
There would be no reason, basically, not to have one. And yeah. It would really, especially since they're behind on Sony, really kick them in the butt of, like, whoa.
I heard an argument about that because someone was really riding on, I think it was Game, or it was Greg. And you're just saying, like, going on this huge thing. If they did that, that would be amazing for them because of that exact point.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're cheaper than the Switch, cheaper than the PS4, but you're not. And see how that goes.
You were this close to perfection.
There's a lot of really cool ideas behind it, but no.
PlayStation finally has allowed you to change your PSN name.
With all the wonderful things of, like, divorcing yourself from something else. Like, you essentially have a whole bunch of handoffs and stuff. I don't really care. Like, for me, I've never really bugged about my name. Like, I'm like, cool. I love my name.
It's fine. My name is the same thing basically on everything. So, like, I don't care.
I mean, like, I just like mine. I'm like, it's stupid. I'm happy with it. But, like, I know there's people that do want to.
The Hetero Life may change this. And I was kind of surprised.
I was too. I was like, who is this person?
Really? You could? Okay.
I didn't know at first.
I was kind of surprised they changed his. I was like, I didn't think you ever really wanted to change yours, but maybe whatever.
But there's a bunch of, like, caveats of certain games that will provide issues, some that have no issues, stuff like that.
Yeah, those games
nobody's
playing those games.
Yeah, it's not super big. For me, I'm like, the only part that worried for me is that there are some things where they were saying that you might lose content or you might lose DLC entitlements and stuff like that. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but even then, they typically are games from
way before.
An era long past.
Long, long ago. I mean, glad at least they finally got on the game.
Sure. I mean, I don't care.
I just don't know what the fuck is going. Like, I think their store system and infrastructure is so broken compared to, like, Xbox's. Because Xbox was designed from that. They tacked theirs on later. That's why the latency is better on, like, downloading for Xbox than it is on PlayStation. They've done the same game or the same downloads and stuff for demos. No problem at all on Xbox. Yep. It takes forever on PS4.
Yeah, it took me, like, an hour to download the Battlefront 2 update. And I'm like, what? What?
I really want them to put extra money in their server side.
I thought when they were like, we're going to have PS4, we're charging for PlayStation Plus. I was like, okay, that means that you are providing me something now, right? The PlayStation Network used to be free.
Yep.
You didn't provide me anything. That's fine. Now you're charging me for it. What are you providing me?
Two free games.
Discounts, some games, and cloud storage. Okay, but
I just want their system.
Chevy is selling a car with an engine. Why are you, Toyota, selling a car without an engine? Is kind of how I feel compared to Xbox.
You're leasing an engine.
Yeah, yeah. Or Xbox is like, you get the entire engine. Like, I will go to town on the store for Microsoft and their whole internet infrastructure. It's so great. Good.
It is, like, that's the
one. Especially because, like, it's been that way for 17 years now.
Yeah, they've always, because that's been their priority. Like, they knew, again, they stuck to their guns as well, and they knew, so. It's cool. Should have been cheaper, but it probably will go cheaper. Because come, like, you know, holidays, if it drops $149 in the holidays, that'll be insane.
And of course, the rest of this episode is going to be all Disney-centric.
Sponsored to you by...
Right?
House of Mouse.
The first thing we got was the new Lion King trailer, which we saw in 1992, I believe.
That's all I can think about. I'm like, it's just like having an HD remaster of the movie. Can we call it an HD remaster?
It is an HD remaster The Lion King. It is the Lion King remastered. I refuse to call it... A live-action remake. It is the remaster of the Lion King.
There'll be, like, one animal that actually strolls across the screen that's real. And that's how they call it.
That's how they get away with it.
Yeah. It looks all right.
If I hadn't seen The Lion King before, I would be so into this. Like, it looks really interesting. And but granted, if I hadn't seen The Lion King before, would it look really interesting?
Yeah.
So, like, but I'm interested, but like I know what I'm gonna get. You're not gonna change it. Where, you know, we talked about this with the Jungle Book. The Netflix Jungle Book changed something.
It did.
The story was the same, but it changed things. Where the Disney Jungle Book changed nothing.
Yep. And this does not look like it's changing anything. In fact, it's double downing on them. Like,
everything. I mean, the trailer looks almost shot for shot. Especially you get the shot of the three of them walking over the log and the progression of time, and I'm like, I've seen this.
Yep.
That's literally
the,
this.
That's the point that, like, I don't. And I have to get to that mindset we talked about before, way back in the day when we were talking about the new DuckTales. Maybe it's not for me. But I really feel like they're marketing to
But
me
the new DuckTales
was for kids.
Yes, but they didn't just
redraw
old episodes.
Something. Correct.
They're doing their own thing.
I feel like they're trying
same
to market.
Same with the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, they
Oh man, I remember the first one was so good.
But like they repeat these things, which doesn't bother me, but they change it. There's no changing here.
No, it doesn't keep it fresh. It's essentially just like they like the way I feel like it, like, because I like to imagine the type of marketing move they go for it. For Lion King, they think, well, we have people that like Lion King, but they don't want to watch the old cartoon anymore. What if we gave them the exact same story, but prettier and updated? And that's what it feels like.
That way, in 10 years, it's going to look super aged.
Yeah, I'm like, Aladdin looks more interesting because the more I've seen of it, the more I see, like, I do see similarities.
I see similarities,
but I see differences.
It seems like a Bollywood remake.
I'm wholeheartedly, like, down for
it. Yeah, I hope. That's the aesthetic it feels like. So which feels like a different movie telling the same story, which is fine.
Yeah.
This feels like The Lion King, just with a computer.
Maybe I'll see it. I'm not even really that interested, honestly.
I mean, I know I'll see it.
I might just watch it at home, though. Yeah. Like, that it feels like something I could... Like, after Beauty and the Beast, I'm like, man, I'll just wait.
Yeah, I mean, their remakes have not been good.
No.
And apparently Dumbo's not very good.
I saw Dumbo and I liked it. I liked it better than the movie, but I don't really give a shit about Dumbo.
No, I don't care about Dumbo either.
So,
Christopher Robin was disappointing.
It
could have been our expectations, but I know we both wanted...
Don't care about Pooh.
Yeah, I don't care about Pooh either.
I will tell you this. I like Dumbo. Dumbo was actually decent. But it also did change some stuff. And again, I have no real care to the source material. So to me, it was new. But yeah.
Right.
Also, the one girl, like, who is from Westworld has no emotion. Like, I was like, oh, she's an android in real life, too. The one that... Maeve is always trying to save her daughter in Westworld.
Oh.
She's in Dumbo. Hmm. And she has about as much emotion as one of the prototype, you know, androids. I'm like, oh.
That's pleasant.
Oh, dear.
Some good news coming out of Star Wars Celebration. This kind of got hidden. I don't even know if it was a celebration or just kind of released the same weekend. But Disney basically owned your weekend.
They did.
They finally released the launch and the price of Disney Plus. It's coming in November.
Yep.
$6.99.
That is cheap. That is way lower than I expected.
Yeah. And
mind you, it will, like we talked about, it will go up.
It'll go up. But it's, I think if you pay for the entire year, it's $5.80 or something. If you do a bulk payment of the entire year.
It's $69 I cracked up at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, go Disney, $69.
Yeah.
Fucking cheaper than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, especially because they've said they're bringing Avengers,
TV
shows.
They're bringing,
including characters that are dead. How can you bring them back? They're dead. Didn't the things that happened in Infinity War matter?
Don't worry, that's fine. Yeah, because they had Vision and Wanda. They Loki. Had Loki, which obviously definitely not dead. Fifth time? And then also they had, whatchamacallit, they have Bucky and Cap or Falcon, which I just watched Civil War again.
And that's going to be interesting.
I don't know, but
I don't know how they can execute that. Like, Wanda and Vision, I feel you can execute
without
a whole lot of CGI.
Yeah,
stuff.
Okay.
Falcon has to fly a lot. Like, I'm wondering how, I mean, granted, Disney's got all the fucking money in the world, so.
Apparently they said all of these like TV show things are going to have more of a move or closer to a movie budget than stuff like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, one of the things we looked at, coming to Disney Plus is The Mandalorian, yep. And it doesn't look like a TV show.
No, it does not.
And I'm super stoked.
Like, I'm actually excited for The Mandalorian versus the other news that we have there that I'm like, meh.
Meh, DeLorean? Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to... yay, DeLorean!
But yeah, we got to see our first look at... our real first look at The Mandalorian, which is coming to Disney Plus.
Yep. It was a leaked video, but it still looked cool. And I'm actually kind of curious, as it sounds like it's kind of an anthology series where different directors do each episode.
Yeah. Yep.
I am way more curious about that.
Well, that's one of the things. I hope it's a one-season thing.
Yes.
And they don't keep dragging it and trying to make it creative and stuff. Give me 10 episodes or whatever of The Mandalorian, because they have 5 directors.
And that's the thing I'm really curious about, like seeing different directors handle the same character. I just watched a couple weeks ago, I watched the Love, Death, and Robots thing, and I fucking had so much fun with that because of seeing different visions and different views on like the same kind of core concepts, essentially. So I'm more excited about The Mandalorian. I tried watching the trailer when I was after this morning, and I kept on watching fan-made ones. I'm like, this looks terrible.
No, I'm very interested in it.
Yeah, I'm curious.
And, I mean, I'll obviously have Disney Plus.
$6.99, it's hard to say no.
It's real hard to say no. Especially having the old stuff and having the... I mean, I don't have to buy Disney movies anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least for a little while. And
I mean, then they eventually have... What is it? It's going to be this core home for... I know this is not a big deal maybe for you, but I mean, it's a big deal. They have all the Simpsons episodes that are going to be on there. That's the only place you can be able to get them.
Which is...
crazy.
I hope that I'm sure they will, but I hope that they add Rebels and Resistance so I can actually watch those.
I feel like they're going to have to bring in their Disney XD and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I don't care about this, but I know our friend, like Josh does, like the stuff about like the Disney on their original movies and stuff like that. A good portion of those are going to be on there, which I don't care about it, but I know a lot of people who actually love their made for TV movies. I do. Like, it's weird. Sometimes they're like, yeah, I love this. I'm like, what? It's not Xenon, so. They have a large... they do have a very big...
I mean, they own a lot of things. But one thing we won't... They won't add, like, their Touchstone stuff to this, I don't think.
I mean, they did have a thing for Pixar on there.
Yeah, Pixar's different.
What do you mean by Touchstone, then?
Like, Armageddon.
Touchstone. I'm sorry. I was thinking Touchstone as like a different thing, but
I don't think they'll add their Touchstone
like
stuff
or Miramax. To it.
Miramax, Fox,
Disney Plus After Dark.
Like,
oh, that'd be amazing.
Because like I highly doubt they'll add Aliens to it because they have Fox now.
And yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't know. The thing about it is they're gearing up a platform to be very, very successful.
Yes.
Like, they have a very good, solid lineups. So they're going and playing off because they have a shit ton of the properties people care about. Well, really low introductory price. Get people after a year and they start loading on other things. Maybe they add additions. Maybe they keep the core price the same. But if you want the Fox stuff, you can add on, like, for $2.99 or something like that. But they have essentially, if they do it right, which it seems like they're going the right directions, they'll be able to make a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
And again, to your point, you probably don't need Netflix.
No, and I mean, like there are few and far between things that are Netflix specific that I watch.
I've watched more Hulu lately than I've watched Netflix.
Yeah, but like you can do Disney specific things. You can do behind the scenes videos of just like here's a day in the life of Disneyland. That's
shit out of that.
You know, they can do whatever they want. Or here's a documentary of the filming of episode 9, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But, like, things that they can only have.
And then it's basically low cost to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's property
no cost, basically.
Well, I mean, it's cost for them to produce, but it's low, no cost when it comes to getting any rights
for stuff. Sure, but, I mean, that cost to produce. You've probably rolled that in because, yeah. I mean, what? Sell 10 Disneyland tickets and or one churro and it'll pay for that Disneyland documentary.
Churros.
Right.
Fucking churros.
They put fucking cocaine in those things.
More about their Dole Whips, though. It's okay.
Like, everybody's all about the Dole Whip, and I'm like, Dole Whip's fine.
I had their churro, and I'm like, literally, I felt so bad, but I had their churro, and I was like, I like the one at Costco better.
I mean, mint julep all day, every day.
Oh, no, you do, yeah.
That's my jam.
Mm-hmm.
That is my jam.
I know.
We also got our first look, finally, at the, oddly enough, EA-produced...
They have a game coming in that's
Star Wars game.
Battlefront? Yeah. By Respawn, the guys who did Titanfall.
Yes.
And Apex Legends.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that, but, I mean, people seem to really... the Jedi Order
takes Fallen place... Order.
Takes place 5 years after Jedi.
Yeah.
So, and you still have the Empire, which something that we've talked about at length with TK is just because
you the Emperor's the head, gone. Yeah.
Like, you're going to have these other things, and everything kind of shows, like, once the Emperor's dead, the Empire just goes away. And so it shows that, yes, you... this takes place after...
Return of the Jedi.
Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, I thought it was Return of the Jedi.
No. This, because, remember, he picks up the
Mandalorian Order 66, you're
Mandalorian
right.
takes Sorry. Place after Jedi.
Yes.
This takes place after Sith.
No, you're right, because he picks up the thing and says, execute Order 66.
So, you get to be a Jedi. All right. I didn't see any gameplay trailer.
No, you put it best, though, is that it... Because Sarah was asking, like, did it look really amazing? Because you're right, when we... first saw Battlefront, like, it looked fucking amazing. This does not look fucking amazing. It does look like Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Which is not...
I mean, I love Force Awakens. The first Awakens.
The Force Awakens 1.
Force Unleashed.
Right, that's TFA, I was thinking about that.
I love the first one.
It was a lot of fun.
That story was fucking...
Yeah.
Really good. The second one, fucked the pooch.
I don't think I ever played... No, I did play 2, but I don't remember any of 2. I had fun with 1.
One was amazing.
So I'm like, if it's anything like that, I'm okay with it. I'm curious about gameplay. I'm curious about story.
Comes out in November.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm like, whoa.
But I really like this. Borderlands was like, hey guys, few months, we've got a game. They come out and they're like, hey guys, few months, we've got a game.
Yep. And they did a good job of not saying shit. Literally, the last time they said something was, I think, at E3 last year. And they just said, this is the name.
Yeah.
Peace. Really, like, they didn't really give any info about it.
No, I'm like okay with that.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I don't want to be completely in the dark. Like, are you guys making something?
Yeah.
You know, because right now, like, Square, are you making a Final Fantasy game?
Is, like, what is it? There's the joke about, like, one of the voice actors from Horizon Zero Dawn said, like, the second one's going to be amazing or something like that. And then it's like... They were saying, like, she's confirming it because we all know that fucking exists.
Yeah, but there were people that were going crazy, like, we got confirmation of Horizon 2. And I'm like, really think Horizon's not
coming back?
Getting a sequel?
Yeah.
Like, do you really think?
I was like, come on.
Like, I mean, Guerrilla could be like, we don't want to make it. I'm pretty sure Sony would be like,
we'll find somebody.
You should probably make this.
Well, they're making another one, too. They opened up a bunch of job postings for, like, multiplayer stuff. Totally side tangent, sorry. But I'm like, yeah, it's...
Because they're going to make another Killzone.
I'm kind of hoping it's not Killzone. But I never really loved Killzone.
I like the second one.
I don't remember any of it.
I like the second one. The rest of them, but...
But, yeah, I want to see gameplay. I want to see story. I'm excited that it's coming out in, like, that short term. Like, you can see
it. E3's in a few weeks, almost, at this point. So, I'm sure we'll have some sort of... information come out of E3.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming out of E3. That was pretty much it at Celebration. They didn't talk about anything else, which I thought was kind of odd.
Yeah, you know, it would have been a good time to do, like, movie trailers.
Yeah, I thought it would have been too. No, so we obviously... I mean, we knew it was going to happen. They talked about it.
Yeah.
I really wish they hadn't, almost. Did you watch the panel?
No.
So, the panel... First of all, Jonas, the dude who plays Chewbacca... had me in tears.
Really?
He is...
Oh. It's the original dude, right?
No, that's Peter Mayhew.
Okay.
He is just so... He seems like such a genuinely good person that you're like...
Oh.
But he was so awesome. And then they, like... they had introduced Kelly Marie Tran, and she got this big standing ovation, which was really nice. She was Rose.
Oh, okay. Can't for a toxic fan base.
Yeah, can't stand Rose Tico, but I have nothing against...
No.
And so they had... I'm trying to think of everybody that was on the panel. So you had, obviously, the three. Oscar, Poe... Oscar, John, and Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jonas. You had Rose. Kelly Marie Tran. You had Anthony Daniels. You had... Fuck. I can't think of her name, but the girl that most likely is going to be Lando's daughter.
Oh, I didn't see that, so.
J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy.
Didn't they have Adam Driver on there or no?
No.
Really?
Yeah, huh. He might be filming something. So they had the panel. It was moderated by Jon Stewart. Stephen Colbert. Stephen
Colbert, yeah.
Jon Stewart, same difference. And you know, he's at the end, he's like, did you have anything you wanted to say? And JJ's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 thanks. Blah, blah. How about a teaser trailer? I wish they'd just been like, thanks for attending. We really hope you guys have a great time. And they all just leave. And everybody's like, what? And then the lights go down and they start.
Like, that would have been amazing.
I would have loved
that. But you know those people would not have appreciated it. They would have gotten so pissed.
I think the people there would have... the internet would have been like, see, this is the evil Disney, blah, blah, blah. I think the people there would have been... Because the people there would have started to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh, okay. So we got the teaser trailer for episode 9. It's 2 minutes long. We get to see Rey standing on a desert planet, heavily breathing like she had
just run
or whatever. There's a TIE fighter in the background.
Looks like
Kylo's silencer, but it's not because it's different than Kylo's silencer. So either A, he upgraded his gear.
Yeah.
Or somebody else has a silencer type TIE fighter.
Okay.
Eventually we see Rey ignite her lightsaber, which is blue.
Which looks like Luke's, everyone's saying.
I mean, it's the hilt and everything. Yeah. So it is Anakin / Luke / Rey's lightsaber. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Yeah.
She hops over the TIE fighter, which is cool, but
all right.
Then we get a whole bunch of kind of flashes of things happening.
And scenery and stuff
like that. We get, Lando jumping through hyperspace, Poe and Finn and C-3PO are in a skiff that looks like they're running from these stormtroopers on, like, motorcycles almost type things. There's a voiceover from Luke of, like, 1,000 generations of Jedi are inside you. We've taught you everything. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody's ever truly gone.
Yeah.
And we get to see Princess Leia and...
Daisy.
And Rey hugging. And the final shot is of a destructed or currently under construction.
I'm thinking destroyed.
Death Star.
Yeah.
At least a piece of it, and then we get the Emperor's laugh, and then we get the title, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Okay.
Yep.
Let's start at the beginning. First, I don't think that this is her final form of the lightsaber.
Well, you talked about that you're hoping that almost like her staff would be something, right?
I'm hoping her staff would be a lightsaber. I don't think this is her final form. Her final lightsaber, I think they're just wanting to get out ahead of the toys. Because if people found out that she had a blue Luke's lightsaber in her toys, they'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. So
that is kind of the hard thing with marketing and stuff. Like, they have to figure out what they can show just to get ahead of it so they're not behind the game on that.
So I don't think that's going to be her end lightsaber, but I think they're getting ahead of it. Which I'm okay with. If it's her end lightsaber, I'm not really a fan or sold on that. Like, I would like to see Rey make her own path.
Yeah.
And
instead of using the
Luke, I mean, that is part of becoming a Jedi, is you make your own saber. Vader made his own. Luke made his own. Rey remade Luke's and Anakin's. Like, I want her to make her own.
Yeah.
And own. I don't think we saw Kylo Ren in this trailer at all.
No, we did. Kylo Ren's pushing a guy over with a stormtrooper.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Okay, you're right. That's the only time you actually see him.
Correct.
You get to see hands on fighter sticks.
Yes. As well, you're talking about the ones that's going after Rey?
I mean, that we can assume.
Yeah.
And then you also get to see somebody repairing Kylo Ren's bucket.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's Kylo Ren.
Correct.
So we only get one brief actual shot of Ren himself.
Yeah. I mean, you see a new droid that's not super big, but there's another droid.
Dio?
Is that what it's called?
Dio.
Is it really called
the little wheel with the little?
Yeah, I was like, they keep bringing out new droids every time, but just please don't make it like the black, the last one, where it's like
Nazi.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
I love Dio. He's so cute. And then a whole bunch of, I mean, things just kind of happen.
Yes.
And then you get to the, I mean, the group basically on a planet looking at the Death Star.
Yep.
I think this is I think this is a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is either Endor or Yavin.
Okay.
I think is either somebody's, like, I don't think Emperor is in this movie. I think he, like, has a cameo type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's integral to the movie, which I hope not. Because if the Emperor is in this, you kind of ruin both Vader and Luke's story arc.
Where he throws him over.
Where he's redeemed by killing the Emperor. If the Emperor is still around, what's the point?
Well, I mean, it doesn't negate it because it's still the action more than the actual result. Like, the fact that he did go and do that, that he did, like, usurp and go against
he
him.
Did
like,
it,
that's more important than it is.
He did it, but
him.
It didn't mean anything.
No, I think it still does. Like, I could fiercely debate on that. I'm like, I think it does, because him having to do that means he's breaking past all the holds.
But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. Because the Emperor's still around.
Well, it means maybe you killed him or put him into a dormant state or something like that.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe
it's more Force Ghost thing.
Force projection, Force Ghost type thing.
Yeah.
I don't want the Emperor to actually be the villain. And
I don't want him to be the villain either, because I
been there, done that.
Yeah.
He's been the villain for 5 movies, mm-hmm. 4.5, depending on how you look at Empire.
So do you think they're going to do anything retroactively to try to make Snoke better?
Like, man, don't get me started.
Do you, like, because
Jedi, Jesus Christ.
So the part's the reason I almost ask in a way is, like, do you feel like we're going to get into the idea of clones? That Snoke was a failed clone of the Emperor. And that's why he had powers, though he was, like, not perfect. And that the Emperor essentially... And, like, this is comes back to the idea of, like, the Emperor actually being the main villain again. Which, I don't want. But would that be a thing of, like, okay, well, Snoke was just actually an Emperor clone, essentially. Or an Emperor-like modification or something.
This is why I don't think they're on Yavin or Endor.
Because you don't want it to be...
Because I think that maybe it was a hidden apprentice training ground that Emperor had, and Snoke was by chance an apprentice, and once Emperor was defeated, he started looking at his way to rule over the Empire or whatever.
I think it's one of the destroyed ones, but it may not be, to your point, though, it may not be, because they built 2, and then built a third, if you technically count the last one from, like, TFA, like, they probably built other prototypes and stuff like that. That could literally just be a prototype ground, to your point, as well, of them kind of building another one or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's one of the destroyed ones. I think it's a new, either... One they were building.
Yeah, and they never finished.
One they are building. Something along those lines. I really don't...
I hope they're not building another one. Because I'm like, we don't need any more balls of death.
No. But you saw one, and I'm like, why? Like, come on, guys.
I'm kind of trying to figure out how much of this is going to be JJ trying to correct stuff from Last Jedi. Because there's got to be stuff that you have to retcon. Or there's got to be stuff you have to re-skew to however you want it to be.
Well, you have no villain, currently.
Yeah. Correct. Adam Driver is the closest thing you have.
But from the end of 8, you have no villain, because one thing that Last Jedi did was prove that there's no leadership in the First Order. And especially when Snoke is gone, your leaders are Kylo Ren, who is too emotional and headstrong, and
Wussy McWisterson.
What?
Wussy McWisterson.
Yeah. Dumbhill Gleason, what was his name? Fuck.
Bill Weasley, that dude.
Yeah, but I can't think of his name.
I can't remember either.
But who was emasculated the entire movie by Snoke and Ren.
Yeah.
So you currently have no villain.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have to do something. I don't want them to bring Emperor and be like, hey guys, look, all this nostalgia, we know what you want. Like, I don't... I wish... And again, we get to marketing, but I wish they hadn't put that in the trailer.
The Emperor's
thing? Yeah. That would have been a real good surprise.
I'm really curious what their goal was.
But you had Vader in The Force Awakens, and yes. He wasn't in Force Awakens. Correct. So it could be the same thing.
Could be. And Force Awakens was also done by JJ, so that could be very intentional.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Them doing it, there's a reason they put it in there.
Yes, and I know it was a little bit of fan service, but it's also a cat and mouse, too. And it's probably a bait and switch of some sort.
Which I'm okay with. I would be okay.
Maybe the Emperor is, like...
I'd be okay not knowing who the villain is, honestly, going into it. Yes. Like, I don't have any problem with that. Me knowing less was going to probably be better. Doesn't mean the movie will be better, but it's probably better for me not to know.
Right.
I have the dream that, of like, what would actually happen, and it's not going to happen, because they can't do it that way. But I'd really love Rey to go dark, and I really would love... Like, I've wanted that, where, like, they'd flip-flop. I would love the shit out of that, and have her be the villain at the end.
That'd be amazing. It should have ended.
That would have been amazing. Fuck. People would hate that, but yeah. And he's got his three movies, too.
Which is fine, I think. We've talked...
So how did you feel about this trailer?
I wonder how I would have felt about this trailer 4 years ago. After The Force Awakens, before Last Jedi. Right now, I'm not super trusting because of The Last Jedi.
Fair.
Where The Force Awakens has problems, and the more I watch it, the more I'm like, but I still really like it.
Yeah.
It's
one of those things you enjoy enough, including for its flaws.
Yes, yes. But, like, there are some... There's some big flaws in there.
Yeah.
I think I would have been super stoked if this was episode 8 and it was right after The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Right now I'm like, okay. Because I don't... You have an entire trilogy and you have no villain in your third act. Quote unquote. At least I don't feel that you've built up a villain.
Yeah.
Where... Every movie trilogy that I can think of, you know who the villain is going to the third movie. They may introduce another villain or whatever, but you know, like if I ask you The Matrix, or if I ask you Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. or if I ask you the original trilogy or the prequel trilogy,
always Agent Smith. But
yeah, I get what you mean. But like you know who the villain is.
Yeah.
And if I ask you now, people are going to say Kylo Ren. Because he's the only villain they know.
Yeah.
Is he the villain? I'm cautiously optimistic because I want to love Star Wars movies. Like, mm-hmm. It's me saying I like a Star Wars movie is not a fair review.
Mm-hmm.
Because I should love Star Wars movies. Yeah. So when I don't like a Star Wars movie, that's probably a little more meaningful than me being like, yeah, I loved it. Because, like, duh. Same with, like, BVS. Like, if I came out of BVS going, oh, it was amazing because of Batman, and I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Me not liking BVS is like, well, wait a minute. Something's different here. Yeah. I'm not enthused with the trailer, but it's fine. It doesn't leave me angry.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave me, it leaves me going like, all right. I mean, I'm back. People keep asking me, I'm back. Yeah, I guess I'm back. So, I mean, I know I'll be there, and we only have a few more months before we get inundated by Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, the downside of Star Wars is because you're going to have, what did they call it? The toy day or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have that coming up. And
isn't it May 4th?
But
no.
But they called it something specific.
Oh, okay.
And I can't think of what it was. But
I don't know on that.
I'm very hopeful. That's where I'm at. Where are you at?
I'm wanting to be hopeful. I'm not. Like, it's...
The one thing I'm going to give this new trilogy...
Yeah.
God, they are fucking beautiful.
They are
shot.
No, they're gorgeous.
Oh my God.
They're gorgeous. It's just that the place where you always talk about, and we've talked a lot about it as well, about there being superhero burnout. I've gotten 22 fucking Marvel movies, 23 soon, in 10 years, or a little over 10 years. And although I do have my issues, I'm not burnt out on them. I've had 4 Star Wars movies in the past 4 years, right? 5 years? And I feel burnt out. Last Jedi alone did it a lot, but it, like, honestly, it wasn't just Last Jedi. It's them canceling Solo, which I'm like, you took... You're giving something more of what I didn't like, and you're taking something away of something I did like. And as a fan, I've also seen... Solo. They canceled the Solo. Like, they were going to make Solo into movies. And they also canceled Obi and stuff. I am way more interested in the Solo stories, like the individual stories as well.
I mean, I liked Solo.
I loved Solo. I mean, the ending itself was weird.
Yes.
But...
They went off the rails with Solo a bit too much, and you could tell there was... change of directors and change of style and such, and I hate that because Solo was fun.
But that's the thing, is like, I feel burnt out. Like, I don't... I watched the trailer, and like, normally I would be like, if it's Marvel stuff, like other trailers, I would be so excited. I remember watching TFA the first time, the trailer, and I was like, oh my god. And I remember
Matthew McConaughey. That's... Remember the Interstellar thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he's just, like, crying and stuff. And then I remember even watching, like, The Last Jedi in the trailer, and I got really excited. And I even watching, like, Solo and the other movies. Like, I was still excited for this one. I waited until I got home. I watched it on my phone. And I was like, meh. I'm not really hopeful. I'm wanting to be, but I feel like Star Wars is in a weird place.
I think so.
And I want it to be in a better place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the problem is you don't have a clear direction.
Correct.
Where the Marvel movies, you have Feige. And he's like, here's what you're going to do. Here's what... And...
For good or bad, at least that gives you direction.
Yes. And there's not... I mean, they've talked about how J.J. Abrams wrote Episode 9 after Episode 8 was released. You would think you would have... your trilogy pretty much mapped out for everything that you want. You can change it with directors and stuff and change scripts.
You basically want scenes. Like a lore master or something.
Yes. And
like, and my thought is this movie can change a lot of stuff. Because if you think about it, this Thanos, I give way more credit to Thanos now that like when I'm watching through the movies again, because I've seen him in Infinity War. But when we're leading up to him, we're like, what the fuck is this shit? But, like, you can retroactively add stuff to it. So, I mean, that is possible, but, yeah, they don't
really... Hetero Life means, like, I guarantee you're going to love Episode 8 after Episode... No, I'm not. I'm probably going to hate Episode 8 even more after watching Episode 9 because there's so much ruined potential.
I watched it again, and that does make me sad. When I watched it, I was like, no. Yeah.
Every once in a while, like, I'm like, man, I want to watch... I'm like, why would I want to watch this? Because it's a beautiful movie.
It's really pretty.
It's, like, he shot a beautiful movie.
Just a
piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question, which was brought to you by Hammer last week.
Yes, I wanted to know, who was your favorite superhero family? After we watched Shazam, because of Shazamly.
Shazamly?
Yeah, I saw that. It made me happy. Someone else did that. It's not me. I can't take credit for that gold.
I mean, it's fine. We got our answer from TK, and he went with the family from Invincible. I'm not familiar with this, and we had a discussion over Invincible after he said what it was.
I do like... I mean, I know it's Robert Kirkman who did Walking Dead and stuff, but I like the idea of it, because I never got into Invincible, but I like hearing about that, the idea that essentially the dad gives birth to a son. He has, like, the Superman kind of thing, but son finds out that his dad is essentially evil and has to, like, her Superman. I'm like, yes!
No, it's a good concept.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah.
So for myself, I went with Mom, Pa, Kent.
Oh.
I think they were the first, comic family I was introduced to.
Okay.
When I was a kid, like, Superman 2 was every weekend at the video store. So much so that my parents hated renting it. And I didn't know anything about Superman. I just knew that, like, he was this dude.
Yeah.
And he could do these things, and then there was this other dude, and they fought.
Yeah.
Yay. But Mom and Pa Kent were so good-hearted that they were a family that were struggling. I mean, they were farmers, they were struggling, and they find this...
bless you.
Thank you. They find this
Kazuntai.
This alien being that can do anything to any person on the planet and cannot be stopped. And they
raise it teach like it
to be good.
Yeah.
And to not use its power for bad. And just, like, be good. Do good things. And they were always a good moral compass for him. And really for people in general.
Yeah.
But I love Ma and Pa Kent. They were probably my favorites.
I like her. You went in a different way than I expected, but I like that.
You thought it was going to be the Waynes because they died?
Yeah. Well, no, I actually thought you were going to go more of like a super-powered family more than a superhero family, and I like where you went with that. Because mine's kind of like the basic one is like mine was Fantastic Four. They were actually before...
Was that what you were looking for?
No. Oh. But I think that's valid because it's a superhero family. It's a family with superheroes and stuff, and that's totally fine. Okay. Like, it can go either way. It's like... TK went to one way, you went another way, and I'm like, they're not wrong, because they're Shibiro families. No, mine was Fantastic Four, though, but they were, like, literally the first characters of comics that I remember getting introduced to. Before Spider-Man, before even X-Men and all that stuff, I remember watching Fantastic Four. Used to love it all, and I was like, oh, their powers and stuff like that. And then I always had to tell myself in the end, like, because I always mentioned a lot, and I always had, like, family segments, but it was, like, the whole idea of, like, family and cohesiveness and stuff like that. And I really liked they also did the adoption kind of stuff of bringing people in and making family stuff. And it's really cheesy when you watch it now, but I always thought that was kind of awesome. To the point where, like, Fantastic Four has always been kind of one of the things I really like, and I always sad they don't do it well. Or when they do, Yeah, that's very much it. You're not wrong. Well, yeah, that was my answer for it, was Fantastic Four.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so with Game of Thrones is finally starting up again. I forgot almost about
it.
Like,
I forgot it was happening
today. I'm not going to say I forgot because I know it's all... But, like, it's been so long, that year and a half hiatus.
But it's weird because now that it's here, I'm like, has it really been a year and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're not having fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. So with Game of Thrones coming back, I just really want to know who do you... Envision is going to sit on the throne at the end of this season, the final season.
I almost kind of want to do a thing of like doing a bracket of who's going to die and like basically like fantasy football, but with like with the Starks and everyone else.
I don't know if you saw, but there's somebody that made like little tea lights, little candles, and you put everybody's picture, and then if they die, you light the candle.
That's beautiful. I love it. Oh my God.
All right. So send your answers to battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taroskippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. And make sure again to like us, love us, and share us. Put a little comment on those things when you're listening on your phone or at home on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. I got it right this time.
You did.
Fun
times. What happened there?
I don't know. Dude, don't ask me.
I'm just looking at shit. Don't worry about
it. Okay. That's fine. I lost track. That's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 305. Good
fucking
Lord. Of Sprague and Zay Geek. So we're Sprague and Zay Geek. I am Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
By the way, I want you to know, Poe's Nathan Drake look pisses me the fuck off.
Why?
Back off. Back off.
Because Nathan Drake is your boy. And...
Because Nathan Drake is amazing and Poe looks like he tastes bad.
I hope you're recording.
I was. Absolutely.
I think I found our secret Wow.
She angry. Oscar Isaacs.
She angry, man.